everything is done according to principles. But this man Chazal, when people acted according to Teva and didn't try to act according to principles, so this role of Reif Noshim Sabris Yildes was Rav Atolo Viteva. But Reif Nekis Itapun, the Ashpon Itapun Visa, this Rav Atolo Viteva. So he says, over here, so Rav Meir says, the Tzil of Mut Nekis, Shem Mitapun, and Tav, so that negates the Rav Tinnikis Mitaprim completely and becomes Varei Toya, because it's a Rav Gehua, it's a Rav Atolinik. Vashenkin Olodeya of Reik, Noshin, Sabres, Yereis. So when human beings act according to Teva, not according to advice given by psychiatrists and by psychologists, so mele that's Rav Atolu Viteva, so it's Rav Hoshu, so that's Mivare. So even though Rav Meir holds we don't see Yudkim on the essay, so we don't see Yudkim on the essay, so mele Smich Mudra Chazokim by the Pogel Pogel, but Pogel Pogel it is anyway. So this is the case of Shikim. He says, Rav Atolu Minig is not real. This is what he is. One minute. Being Tena, a Kate Deishis King, and Kibur of Vion, Rushan, Kushbashor, Rushan, Israel, Ike Steps, Ike, the Socket, and Kasei, Socket, the Chish, the Shaske, Islam, Mema, Islam, and the Kasei, and Komot, and Socket, Tachto, Socket, and Tachto, the Shish, Israel, and Islam, and the Kasei, Socket, Bene, Socket, the Rotsen, Bene, and the Kasei, the Shria, the Amunam, the Nairus, the Bissum, the Shino, the Tanzum, the Shnech, the Tabikalke, Upol, Kulanam, the Putemachan, the King Shria, Upir, Shah, the Kasei, the Sosom, the Shapia, the Islam, the Yisim, the Kasei, he had the tennis. The night become the same. In the Toronto English that week. Oh, okay, so for next week, we should go over the whole Gemara in the table after the next mission of two of the Bosom. know what question, according to what question, I believe I have to pay $1,000 to the Beya. So then I don't want you to pass me that way. Because severely to me, and certainly asking that. You go to Lagin, he says, severely to me, asking. So it's his host that means that since the Malikzer is that, what Malikzer means is, since there is a loche of the Nehilchim, the Mominacha of, so when Shiloh, whether one is hired to pay or not hired to pay, whether one can collect from the mitzvah, whether the bear can collect from the mitzvah or not, he's stolen a legacy, a poskim. So even though according to Rav poskim, so the bear can collect, but we can basically cannot pass him on the basis of Rav poskim, because in Yilchim Mimonachahov, just as money, the basically cannot rely on Rude Dizabin Leradye. So basically cannot rely in Momenes and Rav poskim. So the Kasha is raised, and it says, is the Kasha raised, and it says, is, but the Gemara Sanhedrin says that by Rav poskim, so is Machpia in the Momenes. The Momenes of Kavachelina, in the Persians, it's Machpia. So certainly in the Momenes. So why is Rav poskim different than Rav poskim? Sometimes there is something very simple. That's the plain shot. Cases here says that actually in regard to Rav, some money is more humble than the Porsche. Because money has cheskas money. The Porsche is giving the not have cheskas money. But so why does the Gemara say in regard to Rav Bezin? It's our chesed. When the Porsche is machia, it's effective, Rav Bezin. So by money certainly, because over there it's more than Rav. It's commutative among blessings. So the chat is because the aloha Abin Lahatis is not only din. In Gobas Arov, that we rely on the Biorov, that's one aloha that is implicit in the Yosakos of Abin Lahatis. There is another aloha in Abin Lahatis. It's a fear. The mood is required to succumb to the hach, to the judgment of the Lord. I mean, vis-a-vis the specific case, it doesn't mean they have to succumb to the opinion of the whole Leilon Boy. In another case, the meal can pass indifferently. But in this case, where they set together and consider the Shilas, the Deya and the Mitzvah, so they have to succumb. They are mechuyot to succumb. So Mele, since the mute is not willing to succumb, so it's not just a mute, it's unanimous. Because the mute, after mentioning their svaras to the Rav, and the Rav overrules their svaras, and they tell the mute exactly why they overrule the svaras, so then the mute has to be recovered the psak of the Rav. In this particular case. In another case, where it's not only Taylor, even though it involves the same Shaila, the same mute can express a different view. But in this case, there's the aloha for the Rabbi Lahatis. So mute came on the rest, so it's not just a question of all. It's full and it's unanimous. Because the mute has to succumb to the das of the Rav. So this mitzvah and chiyuv of the mute succumbing to the das of, that is only by Rav Bezin. But Rav poskim. So there is a loche in the dino machine breaks. So if the dayan, let's say, has a different judgment in the loche because of svaras, of certain svaras, so then he can be chilek on the Rav poskim. He can be chilek on the Rav poskim. Some mele, but these are the dayan who doesn't know, doesn't have his achoy. He only knows Rav Rishen say one way, Mil Rishen say the other way. So he wants to rely on the bureau of Rav poskim. So then in Surin he can rely if it's a shayla in Zaveta. But if it's a shayla in the Momenes to be Meitzi, Momen with a mosaic on the basis of the bureau of Rav, when there is no obligation of being Mivatal their Das to the Das of Rav, so then we don't go for Salah. That's what I'm trying to say. Девчатки, this is the parrot's new thesis на мне, а так зайн new thesis. For thesis не был, не сам хэдлэн. И мэнни вишэн, give the parrot's of thesis не сам хэдлэн, which is diametrically opposed to the parrot's of thesis на мне, а так зайн. Thesis не сам хэдлэн, а ты мэнни вишэн, не мэнни сэл кошкэн. Heimen du Shamecha Peres, komm a Schmur, und hilf ihm um nach Aro. Bei Mai und Neu, und kauf ihm in den Froschitzki, die Oma Roche. Rehen Lema, die Froschitzki feiert, wo er es nicht mehr so rupe, die rupe der Lesse kam. Aber die rupe die Iskamon, der berichte, wenn sie um mehrere Maschma, die hol duch, da es nicht mehr so rupe, die in den Froschitz. Den Reit Noschim, die Kessjauren, die rupe die Inische, die Teure, die Bulle, die Haar. צורך לימר, מרובה לרד יזבנה, ולחושב כהן החרובה, כאילו כך ויסמכים על החרובה בלמון. כשאני ששמייץ, אני נפל, ואת נו דאו אל דס לפשט דס, כשאני ששמייץ says, so thesis, it's an evidence, says just the reverse of what thesis says נמיה. Thesis נמיה says, אין לך נם, as strange as it appears. Moment is more homo, in regard to rob, moment is more homo than it was. Because of Ches Ches Mont. But Rav Bezdin, that's not Rav, because the Nirut is Mechuyev to the Nirvat of the Das, yes. What I didn't hear what he said. What?
But the question is, the guy Mechuyev is good, but the Rav
Bezdin
is good.
I am also disturbed by this thing, but what should I do?
How did you
say
that in Rav Bezdin?
So what other Pshad here?
So we can understand the body case of the Beis Din, the need of the Beis Din who are arguing a command later, if you have a unanimous opinion. As anything by Mammon, the Beis Din is proving the Kadaka.
Yeah, but by the forces who we rely on the role where the Miut is not shayach to say that the Miut is mechuyev to the Mikabel with us all. Let's say, Rob Noshim in an island. So the mute is equipped in the battle of the Das. It's not Chaya. And still we rely. So if somebody is Boa Laktano, the Kibble of the Abdushin, so he's high Nisi. But maybe when she becomes older, she'll turn out to be an islandess. So that will retroactively return in the division of Dushitoye. So she's not going to cheese. How can we give Nisi? The answer is, we rely on Rob, and there it's not shy to say, Mew Kiman Reset, the Mew is not clear to battle the Das, no question of Das. So in other words, by Rob, we rely on, by the forces, we rely on Rob. Even when it's not shy to say, Mew Kiman Reset, the Mew is not clear to battle the day of the Rob. It's not a question of there. It's a question of Rob and Mew. But by Momen, we only go by Sarov Bezdin, because by Rov Bezdin, so the mute is commanderless, and the mute itself is Mechuyev to suppress the day, the judgment, and to recover the day of the Rov. Right, that's what it is. But here, Teisve says, so, when I do Rube, the Rabbi is Abner, the Choshek Tanach Rube, you can't lose some clear enough Rube in the name. So, she might explain it. In the name, Mephoshes is much more humble than Dilmonus. By far, much more humble. And even Rav, who says that by moment we do rely on Rav, so this kind of Rav, that Mephoshes even Rav will be made, that by Mephoshes is not a problem. But Shmuel says that, in other words, there are two kinds of Rav. There is a good, strong Rav, and there is a weak Rav. A weak Rav. So, now I'm not referring to Rabbanim when I say strong Rav and weak Rav. I am referring to Rav in contrast to Mew. So, there is a strong Rav and there is a weak Rav. There is a weak Rav. What is a strong Rav and what is a relatively weak Rav? Rav Atolubi Teva is the Ramban and the Rajbo and the Ritfo and the Mishnah. That's a relatively strong Rav. Rav Atolubi Teva. And Rabba told the Neg, that's a relatively weak Rav. And the Rabban explained the condition that in because if it's Rabba told the Teva, so then it's a real deal. In other words, let's say, Rob Noshim in an island. It's one of the teva that most women do not turn out when they become 20 years old. Then it's determined whether a woman is an island. While she's a tana, it's hard to determine. But when she's 20, then it can be determined in the utmost certainty whether she's an island or she's not an island. So that's Chovato Teva. So it's a big deal. In other words, since the Teva is that most women are born not islands, we don't have the chishes. Maybe this particular woman will turn out to be an islandess when she becomes 20 years old. Mashinkin, Chovato Mine, like Rube Zavnoe Radio. Most people say the convention is when you buy for the purpose of alcohol and meals for the purpose of it. So you cannot say meal just because the convention of most people, of most buyers, is to buy the rabbi. So this person didn't have the chutzpah, you know, to run counter to the convention. So maybe he's an anti-conventionalist. And he doesn't care for the convention. He wants to act counter to the convention. He's a rebel. I mean, I don't bother with these expressions, but that's what he means. So, Mimele, it's not in the back. So, but, by Yisrael, there is a gross acoustic that the Rambam says, that we have to rely on all, even though it's not a real deal. Because maybe this person doesn't want to act according to the meaning of Rav Meir, but by Nefoshes it's certainly not that. Even according to Rav, according to Shmuel, so even by Romanists it's not that. But a Rav that is totally Teva, that is affected even by Nefoshes, Allah has come with the Hamur that it is affected by Romanists. But when the Gemara says, in Hilt Mona Harov, according to Shmuel, so it's in respect to the Rov Atol Mine. So what does Ramban say? Ramban said means, so this Shita of Ramban, the Rashbo, the Litva, the Ram, in Dushin Dafnun, Rube, Mikache, Rube is Misadle, Vahoda Mikache, Umiute, Mikache, Voda Misable, Male Taime, Rinochish, Umiute, Komashmu, and Rachish, Umute, Botri, and Rachish, Umiute. The answer is not as this is a shame in the Rosse, because the Shimchimar is a sheesh, we have to be chishish for every Umiute. No. Even the Shimchimar is a sheesh, we don't have to be chishish for a Umiute that is a Rov, Atol, and Teva. Because that's a real deal. My son saw the special account. But in no other situation. But Rov Atol Dimine, so Nisad Hefer generally, so we rely. But by Shishish, we don't rely on Rov Atol Dimine. What's the Pshat? Pshat is very simple. You know, the Shire, I mean, she is Scottish, Shire is Scottish. So it's currently in Shires, I mean, it's whether Rov is a Dio or Rov is a Din. Rov is a Din. So the halacha is there are two kinds of rov. Rov can be a deal, but even in the case where rov is not effective with there is deal, it is still effective with there is deal. But in a community is in the process of the moments. If it is a rov that is effective with there is deal, let's say a rov at all the tether, like rov noshim in the animals, so that's effective in the process and the moment. Because it's a bureau is a bureau. But if it's a Rov Atol Dimine, it's a bureau it is. And even by Yisra Behetea, that we rely on Rov Atol Dimine, so it's a Pirsakos. That we rely on Rov, we don't have to be Cheshish for you. There is a Rov. Even though the Rov is not the kind of Rov like Rov Atol Diteva that is Mivar. So it's a din. But Nefoshes in the moment, as the Rambam says in the Chassidus, that in Nishin be Nefoshes in Sofi, so it's Sofi Nefoshes Lahov, So a nation in the precious news of it, and the nation in the mominousness of it. But we go by the by the precious my mominess. But only the road is a road that is a bill. So then it's a valad. But if it's not a bill, it's only affected by its America, the TSD. Alright? So by its America it's affected. But by mominess and precious misafi, we cannot be manish a person. You see the Rambam Shiti is that with the Raise, and we speak the Raise is the good. Can you say that Sophie did a bill? I mean, that wouldn't make sense. Yes. So, why is speaking the Raise in Matthew and Kuru coming around now? Because we can be tailored. We can be tailored Kuru without going to Sophie. And it's a 50-50 Sophie. So it's just as likely that it's that it is Osir as it is Mutter, and still the Torah is matters to be tailored of without you. So a rova tolu bine a bio it isn't, it is a sophie, but it is a sakosu. We can rely on it, but it's sophie it is. Mashainchi rova tolu, but really when it pushes and unless it is a sophie, we cannot be managed to sophie. We can manage the pushes to sophie. We can manage mommy to sophie. But rova tolu the teva is a bio, it's a badai. So, we can manage it. In its modern old, some melee, I think that this is the pshat that in case we see here. This is the pshat here and there. They may read the higher Rube in the hot sun, in the hot sun, and the heaven in the heaven. Still it doesn't mean. With the rice, it's not a rock. With the rice, so Rob's losing the illness, not necessarily allows it to rise, but in the abundant allows it to rise. I mean, that really makes sense. Of course, the Mitzvah is that most of this Nusin Beinus allows it to rise. But, on what is it based? On Rov HaTov Teva? It's Rov HaTov Mine. Because people like to gossip. That's not Teva. Maybe it is. I mean, the way it's observed, it could be considered as Teva, but it's not to be considered as Rova Tov Teva. It's Rova Tov Teva, but Hergomas Teva, sometimes it becomes a Teva, but it's not a real Teva. It's not a real Teva. So, some melee, a bureau it cannot be. But, by Isa Behetea, even though it's not a bureau, but we rely on it. We don't have to be chesed if there is a rov. But the sophie it is, it has a shem sophie. It doesn't have a shem vada. So it's not a deal. Midraise is effective. Midraise is effective by Yisra Beheter on the basis of din, not on the basis of deal. A basis of deal. But midrabonon, it is to be considered as a deal. With the Rabbonon, the Chumre, it is to be considered as a bill. This is what Jesus means. That this Rav is only in Rav Gomor, having the Rabbonon. It doesn't mean that it's yes. On the factual level, it's with the Rabbonon and Rav. And that doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. Of course, on the factual level, there is a Rav. But it's a Rav that is told in it. So Mele Midraise is not considered as a bureau, but Midrabon. But still Midraise, you can rely on it. It is okay, but it's still just as according to Rambam speaking the Raise in Akira, there is certainly a bureau. So Rob Atolu Bimine is not an entire, it's okay. But we don't have to finish it for the moment, even though it's considered soft. But with the Rabbonon, the Chumre is considered the Vada. That's what it is. Then we read the Hayrub Burot in the Rit Gomor and the Rabbonon, the Rabbonon of the Ekstike, Shore, or in Mokim Hatzvike, Hashe Rabbonon, Rotzen Liga Beines, Rube, Viashkon Kai Gabne Gabitini Chenizo Isariso the way have a hubel in the Rabbonon, Ulochekaramagabye, and also something safe on Satrum or some melee, neither I say it's not considered as a deal. But it's effective, but neither Rabbonon, Rob is considered as a deal. So sometimes the Rob at all the name is a Chumre, and sometimes it involves a Chumre, and sometimes the Rob at all the name involves a Kure. So in the case where the Rob at all the name involves a Kure, then we couldn't say neither Rabbonon is considered the Rabbi. Rabbonon wouldn't declare, I mean, contrary to the Raisa and Kure. If in the Raisa it's not a Badai, there is no Piroh, so the Rabbonon will not declare it as a Dior, as a Badai and Kure. But if the Rova told the Minayag involves a Kure, so then in the Rabbonon it will be considered as a Badai Isa, even though in the Raisa it's to be considered as a Sophocles. Some male in the case of Kibur of the Obdushan. Kishi Hoysa, Prusan Das Nushan Mechor. So there is only one Sophic. There is no Sophic Shemolintah. But Sophic is Sophic the Ines, Sophic the Rotsa. And the Kashi is. But let's rely on the Hazoke of Cheskas Muteres. The bylaw, and because of that Cheskas has Muteres the bylaw, so we should say it was the Ines, and so Tesis says no, we cannot say that on the basis of Cheskas Muteres the bylaw, so it was the Ines, because there is a rov, and that rov, because rov only avows notoriety, had a call, and here there was no call. That there was his move that she was named so. So Lele, from the point of view of the Rov Atol Minayg, we should say it's not Venus. But since it's Rov Atol Minayg, so we cannot say it's Vadai Loibay. So it is still Sophic Venus and Sophic the Rotsin. But true, it's not in the Raisa, and the Raisa level it's not in Vadai Venus in so. Sophic Venus in so. Sophic the Rotsin in so. But we can rely on it. So neither I say it should be in the Tereshim Ha'ilah. But the Chachamim declare the Rov Atolu B'Minei also is a deal. So Meile, on the Rabbono level, it's not Sophic Zinso, Sophic Zinso, Be'ine, Sophic Zinso Be'otze. But it's Vadai Zinso Be'otze. Because from the point of view of Rov, so it should have been notorious, and it's not notorious, people don't talk about it. It's some Mele, and the Rabbonon is considered as a Vadai Zinso Be'otzen. So how can she be interested about it? But in the case, when did the Chachamim declare that in Rov Atol Minayg should be considered as a Vadai in Chumre, when there is one Sakhi? But when we have two Sleikes, then the Chachamim warned Misakim that it should be considered as a Vadai Zinso Be'otzen. Vadai Zinso Be'otzen. So Mele seems on the Raisa level, so it's not in Varea. And so Mele, we have two Sleikes. One Sopik, maybe the Ines, maybe the Be'otzen. Because in spite of the fact of the implication of the Rov Atol Minayg that it must have been the Rotsin, because otherwise it would have been the Ines, it would have aroused notoriety, and it did not arouse notoriety, but it's still a Sophic. So and then we have two Sleikes, so amazing that where do we see a distinction between Rov Atol Minayg and Rov Atol Hebat, that while on the Raisa level, Rov Atol Minayg is also effective, but it's only effective as a din, not as a girl. But Rov Atol Teva is effective as a girl, so we see it in the Sugi Yidushin. Okay. Nein. Na, gehen. Na, geh um da auf. Shimon Balaki, in other words, there's machlekes between Rabbi Shimon Balaki and Rabbi Yechon, whether certain tchum alachazokes or uncertain tchum alachazokes. Vaday tomei tchum or that is vaday indeed no, so we have to burn it. It's a mitzvah to burn. But subject meo, subject meo, we don't burn it. Serious means we hang it up. In other words, it's not a bachelor, because in this time, the king is not allowed to eat from the mail. But to burn it, we cannot, because there is a nisa, the raise, to march it from the shmer is from it. So it's a nisa, the raise to be marched. But of course, if it's rather in the also, then it's a nisa to burn it. So it's, that's, that it's needed to be burned. But if it's subject mail, subject mail, some mail we cannot burn it, because it's got Shmaik Aliyah that is paid off, not allowed to burn it. So then it has to be true. The question is, suppose from the point of view of the Chazoke, it's male. So can we rely on that Chazoke and burn it or not? Or we don't rely on the Chazoke in respect to burning it. So there is a machlekes between Rish Lakish and Rabbi. So Rav Shimon Balaki says, "Say it for a hazokes." Rav Yechon Meinoyim says, "The other itamaye the plan tinik shemayim sarayiso ubotz liyodei that meyam mitayer the hachon mitamim mitin shidarke shel tinik itapeya." Now, so suppose there is an iso ido, and then a tinik was found sitting adjacent to the dough, and then he had a piece of dough. In them. How did he get it? Obviously, he broke off a piece of dough from the big dough. Now, so the question is, how is the Esau to be treated as an Esau male? And it has to be burned or not? So, that may have retired. The Hachon Mitami. So the mayor says that the Iso is to be considered a stoyer. And the Chachom say that the Iso is to be considered a stomach. Mipnei shedarki shel tinik litapeya. Why should it be considered a stomach? No one saw that the sheretz came in contact with the Iso, so why should we treat the Iso as stomach? So, the machlekes Rashi and Rambam, the pshat in Gemara. So, because Rofti Nekis Mitap. What? That's the more Rameya Pesava, Rofti Nekis Mitap. So, according to Rashi, it means Rofti Nekis Mitap in the Ash. Tinekis, little children, are fun, you know, to handle Ash. And in the Ash, for the Ash, what's it? So, if that teenage acted according to the custom, the behavior pattern of teenagers, of all teenagers, so that you need something, because in the Ashpo you have many shvatsim that are mitam, but they are certainly aristocratic teenagers who were not mitate abash. So maybe this particular teenage happens to be, an outstanding kid, he was not mitate abash. So Rameya says, Kosova raved in a kiss mitap. The model we say mitap from what? Mitap from the Iso, mitap from the Ashpo, but Rashi explains mitap from means mitap from Bash. This mitap, we will take mitap. The Iso, the Cheskestarenes, who smech me to the Chazoki Israel Ruben. And Rashi says, Israel Ruben means sometimes, you know, the expression Israel Rube by itself is an ambiguous expression. because Yisra'el-Rube could mean, in other words, that it weakens the effect of the rod, so that it's considered as a sophical chapel. And sometimes Yisra'el-Rube means not only it weakens, it diminishes the effect of the rod, but it negates completely the rod. And it's considered just the other way, as a vada. So Rashi says that here, Yisra'el-Rube doesn't mean it becomes a sophic hashom. Because smeich miyuted is naked, the initapchel ashpo. So you are mitzarefed to the cheskas tare of the iso, because the status quo of the iso was teo. The question is, maybe the teenage, when in contact with the iso, when he broke off one piece of the iso from the rest of the iso, so maybe he contaminated this. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. Maybe he did if that teenage is like the rough teenage. Maybe he didn't, because maybe that teenage is an aristocratic teenage. He's immaculate, he's clean all the time. So melee. So we are tzaring the mutinakish in the tapkin the ashpo to the chasitar of the iso. So Yisra'el-Rube, so then the combination of the chasitar of the iso and the mutinakish in the tapkin prevails over the world, and it becomes, and it is considered, and the iso is considered as vadai toyer teo. Not so. In other words, Yisra'el-Rube here doesn't mean Yisra'el-Rube is a sophic hashom. But Yisra'el-Rube here means, according to the mayor, it's considered, the Yisra is considered Vadei Teo. If it's considered Vadei Teo, some may be the mayor Mitaya. The Rabbonon miute kiman de lesidon. Rube de chazoke, rube odi. Some may be it is metam. So it's metam. According to the mayor historia. So Ikeon is allowed to eat this. But according to Chachamim, Ikeon is not allowed to eat this. But the question is, do you have to burn it also or burn it not? So on there is a machlokes between Rish Lakish and Rabbi. So, Omar Rish Lakish Mechate Ishiye, Zui Ishe Sirk Nole Esat Chumo, Ali Lebe Rabbonon, who sent you to command the rest of me. So I'll leave it to Rav Meir that Shayach, so you can, a king can need it. So it's a valid tale. I'll leave it to Rabban who sent you to command the rest of me. So you're not allowed to eat it. The king not allowed to eat it. Do you have to burn it? The Shlokhi says yes. And Rabbi Yechon says no. Burn it now. It's Luya. Rabbi Yechon Omar, Inzu Chazoke, She Seyofin Oleo Trumo. Inzu Chazoke. Then, alright, Tesis Ischilik and Rashi. Where is Rashi holds that when the Gemara says Reif Tinekis Mitapchen, it means Mitapchen Vashpo. So Rabbi Tam says Reif Tinekis Mitapchen doesn't mean Reif Tinekis Mitapchen Vashpo, but Reif Tinekis Mitapchen Vishpo. And the Mishneh in Paris, the machlekes between Rav Meir and Chachamim, the Mishneh in Taras. The Mishneh in Taras is reference to the case where we know that the tzinik is tame. We know that we know. It's established that the tzinik is tame. But we don't know whether the tzinik is holding a piece of dough and is sitting adjacent to the big dough. So we don't know what happened. The tzinik who is admittedly tame, if he himself break off the piece of dough from the big dough, so maybe he contaminated the whole dough, because we know that the thing is done. Or maybe a grown-up person passed by and saw a little child sitting next adjacent to the Isa, so he says, I'll do you a favor, I'll be good to you. You probably want to eat of the piece. So he broke off a piece of dough to the from the Bidiso, and a good one in Historia, and he gave it to the Tinek. So, but from the point of view of the Hof Tinek is the capital of Bidiso, we should say, why? why shouldn't we attribute it to God who looked at the body and gave it to him? No, we have to say that he himself woke up. Because some melee, the deity is contaminated. But from the point of view of the new deities, do not wake up. So how did he do it? So he wouldn't do such a thing. It's not that aggressive to wake up himself. So he got him must have woken up. So anyway, so there's the shot. This is the machlekin in Rashanam. Then Taisva says, Smeich Miute. Smeich Miute. The Chazoke Vissel Rube Perish Vahave Rovkin Mandeles. Like Rash. In other words, the Vissel Rube doesn't mean it's a topic of shock like on Kamea. It means it's very toil. Because the combination of the Cheskos Talab Vissel and the Miut Meikish in the Tapchim prevails over the Rof to make us mitapchim, negates it completely, and it's considered by the tail. By the tail. Because the Rish Pesh Basri Yivomes Amrinon, Gabi Yoisha, that's that Kufites Yivomes, I mentioned yesterday, you should go over the Gemara that we had. Yoisha Shalom Bailon, Yine Sayam, Bitzaros, Yine, Vishomo Yisha, Shem Yis Bailon, that may have been a loyalty, no, say, Loyin is Yaman. Repeat, and ignoshin, Sabreis, Yael Deis. So Yisho Shola Bailo Nesayam Pitzavos Lune Yetu Wives. So one wife went within the Nesayam and the other wife remained here. Yishomo Yisho Shemes Bailo. And then the wife that remained here heard that her husband in Nesayam died. Now Hadmeir in a Loikinose the Loisia Benes. So the mayor says that this woman who heard that her husband Nesayam died, she cannot get married and she cannot be Nesayam. Let's say the brother of her husband is here. He didn't go in Nesayam and he is willing to marry her. This is because there is a mitzvah of him. If his brother died and he doesn't have children. Now, at the time that the deceased had gone in Nesayam, he didn't have children. But he went to Nesayam together with the other wife, so she could have given birth to a child. She could have given birth to a child. It's a substantial time since she left. So if she did give birth to a child, so then she's not skukalim. So you cannot marry her. So Ramea says that this woman is not allowed to be Nesayam to her brother-in-law because maybe the other wife has given birth in a Nesayam to a child. So Mele, it's a Nesayam to Shisak. And she cannot get married to Shul either because maybe she has not given birth to a child. So Mele, she has all the Shul. So what does she have to do? She has to get chutzpah. But she can neither get married to Shuk, nor can she get married to a Bano. In other words, according to Rameya, it's a suffix. It's a suffix. This is what Rameya says. Rameya, Rameya, Loikinosu, Yimsi, Abemes, Loikinosu, Loikinosu, Yisabres, Yehudeis. Here too, there is a wrong. Most women, so, Amisabeya, and they give birth to a child. So from the point of view of all Noshim Isapas the Eldes, we should say that she's not Shukalim. So Mele, Miss Yabele, she couldn't. But she could get married to Shuk without Chuit. But there is a new women who are not Isapas the Eldes. So from the point of view of the new women who are not Isapas the Eldes, so then she's Shukalim. So she's not allowed to get married to Shuk. But then she should be allowed to get married to the brother-in-law. But we don't know. It's a shock. So according to the mayor, it's a shock. It's a shock. Whether she's Yvonne Lishuk or Yvonne that is Kukolib. So she's not allowed to get married to Shuk and she's not allowed to get married to Yom. This is her mayor. שמירי ונותן דמי שובים לא שמסף לי יהודי, סביקונים מה שעשור שאוכלים יהודו, ועד או איש שנשאר הפטורים מהיהובים, ומיעוט מהפיר ישראל בהם, וכמה רבני אדם רינון, סמייך מיעוט לחזוקה, שערי הויסו בחזקה סקוקו ליד, סור רב מייסס, סמייך מיעוט לחזוקה. נראו את סנאט, דת ישראל רובה, אין בחזוקה, איז, ישראל רובה, מסיסות את השוק. It's completely like the Chazoke combined with the mute. But it's a sophisticated power. The heavily power. Kolim ani mitz the Chazoke chshuv in kinegedis and all. נושא נוסף את הילדים, ואבא פלגל ופלגל ולכנוס את יזיאבים, וחמי ג'יניס ונוח. סורדני ידי היבומס הולס, זה תונן עוד איזה קמפליק, כתוב חזוק אין רוב, אין בלזמיות, ותזמיצו את החזוקה, סורדה נסקנסטר בי 50-50. Here, רבני says no, if there is a conflict between hope and warning, and the combination of Hazok and Mute and the other, so then the rope is negated completely. And it's considered like Ibadai, like the Hazok and the Mute. So Rav Meir says to himself. So there is a stira between Rav Meir here and Rav Meir there. Uch Meir Shlohe, retain the day in Ochaname. There is no stira. So here too, when Rav Meir says, that is for the Rube, it means it's 50-50. So why does he say that it's Toya, it is 50-50? So Toya means it's Muta Bahile, it can't get it. But it's found the 50-50, so it should be also Bahile, because there is a loche of Sopik Tume, Shein Bidas Lishoyer, living with Sayochi, is Toya. Like this, if it's easy, that's the shoyer, so the shisarabim is toyer, the shisayochim is stomach. But if it's easy, that's the shoyer, that's the alfitze from Zeyd. If it's easy, that's the shoyer, so even the sofik tume, the shisayochim is toyer. So true, it's a sofik ashofu, it's 50-50, it's all the power. But why is it toyer a mea, come a mea? And the lakeno, how to eat it? Because it's easy, that's the shoyer, the sofik avail is in connection with him, to eat the child. Who has no das. So, both in Paramount speak, and as we show you, the whole sort of thing that we show you, are Shayofi, Stay key. Toya, the Behediam, and the Song is Mighty, the Sohachomim, Kinishi, the Asli Shoya. So it's still between the mayor and the mayor. The Shema, Shayin's a rough hush, here the cases. That's the crucial part of the cases. Shayin's a rough hush, for a rough gorua, the car. Marley, Mute the Chazoke. So Taisley says no. Here, when Rav Meir says Yisrael Rube, he doesn't mean 50-50. Here means Zivada Itoy. Because the combination, the two of Cheskastar of Yisrael and the mutiny, Kishin, Mitapchin, prevail over the role of the Mekis Mitapchin and is considered Zivada Itoy. Why is it that over there we don't say that rain noshi misapris the yildes? So is completely negated by the seal of new noshi shena misapris, or because new noshi mapiris, whatever, that make any difference. So and the ches and hazoke, because the rob over there is a rob choshet. The rob over here is a rob gua. Why is the rob in Yivomes a rob choshet? Because the rob in Yivomes is a rob atolu b'teva. Rob atolu b'teva. Sure, I mean, you would say that from the point of view of modern society, so it's not a rob atolu b'teva, it's a rob atolu b'teva. Because modern people, you know, they don't act according to them. So everybody acts according to ideas, not according to Teva. Mm. Who wants to act according to Teva? I mean, even when the act according to Teva, it's also based upon the pattern ideas, you know. So the whole treatise and the permissive attitude towards moral questions, so it's not based upon Teva. It's based upon ideas, it's meaning, it's on principle, I mean, immorality, I mean, all kinds of things, I mean, gay movement, so that's not Teva, that's totally meaning, because unfortunately today, modern people rebelled against Teva. They rebelled against Teva. So even when they act, like, as if they haven't been human beings, they don't acted out in the same way as non-human beings acted out. On the basis of instincts, pure and simple, but they rationalize things on the basis of instincts, and morality, and this, and that. I mean, so according to the Weltanschauung of modern people, it would be a robotic unit. But in the ancient times, so people acted according to Teva. So mainly this role of great notion established in the buildings was the role of Hatolu Teva, not of Hatolu Hatolu Vini. I mean seriously, today it wouldn't be of Hatolu Teva, because people today act everything according to principles. Everything that people do, they act according to principles. I mean,